The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My guest is Jesse Rojas. Jesse is a farm worker rights activist and a spokesperson for Pick Justice Action. Jesse, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You wanted to talk today about concerns about anti-worker record of a particular assemblywoman in the state of California. Bring us into this story. Set this up for us on how you have identified an individual from the legislature who you are concerned about.
Well, Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, she's been getting a lot of national attention recently for, quote-unquote, being pro-worker and giving protections for workers in general. Just recently, you know, she gained a lot of attention with AB 5, which is reclassification of independent contractors. Obviously, the big attention was behind Uber and Lyft drivers, but at the end of the day, the way she passed this bill and legislation is going to affect many other types of freelancers and independent contractors, which is ultimately going to hurt individuals who are making a living, workers in the state of California. But for us at Pick Justice, what really is about is her anti-worker rhetoric that she's been holding against farm workers just to support union bosses, in this case, the United Farm Workers Union. You know, Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher, she opposed efforts to provide farm workers with the very same rights as every other employee publicly and privately in the state of California and in the nation. In fact, just last year in 2018, she opposed a legislative package that would have given farm workers more bargaining rights. These bills were introduced by Assemblyman Jim Patterson from Fresno. It would have made it so that a labor union can be decertified if they abandon their members, or in this case, farm workers, for a period of longer than 3 years. There was a big case where thousands of farm workers from Garawan Farms, a tree fruit grower in Fresno, were abandoned by the UFW for over 20 years. They won an election in the 90s, and then they simply walked away. They did not even attempt to negotiate a contract. And then fast forward over 20 years later in 2012, they came back and they told the workers, hey, by the way, we represent you. Now we actually want to start collecting 3% of your wages or else you'll be fired. So obviously workers didn't like this. They never heard of the UFW. One of the other bills that Jim Patterson introduced would have also given farm workers the opportunity to ratify a union contract that results from a law in the state of California called mediation and conciliation process. This MMC process basically allows the state of California, a government entity, to write up and to impose a union contract on workers, regardless if they like it or not, regardless if such contract actually means less take-home pay and less benefits from the workers. But Lorena Gonzalez was opposed to giving farm workers the very same rights, ironically, that her own staffers, her own legislative staffers, have today. That kind of anti-worker rhetoric has to stop, and that's why, you know, through Pick Justice Action, we were very fortunate to be able to launch this huge awareness campaign so that some of these elected officials understand that workers will not settle for all talk and no action. You know, actions matter more than words. And at the end of the day, some of the bills that Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher has supported end up hurting workers, but simply keep putting more money and more power into her union boss friends.
So, you know, you hear the term anti-worker record. And it seems as if that phrase is co-opted by some people. You know, they think anti-worker, they think it's the non-union people who are anti-worker. You're painting this picture to suggest that not every union action is necessarily pro-worker. Explain.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you bring that up, because with regarding to farm workers and the UFW, the United Farm Workers Union, it's incredible how elected officials such as Lorena continues to support a union who actually today only represents 1% of farm workers in the state of California. They've lost over 99% of their members in over two decades. So when she continues to say she stands behind the UFW and the type of legislation that they passed in Sacramento, she's actually standing against the 99%, the majority of farm workers in the state of California. If you actually look at the very few union contracts that the UFW still has today, they actually pay less than most other farm workers who do not have a UFW contract. And then the bigger irony to me on this is that the UFW themselves as a union, they just recently lost a class action lawsuit filed by their own organizers, their own employees, for not paying them correctly their overtime, their breaks, their lunches. And they had to settle for over $1.3 million for not paying their own employees correctly. So the irony of who she stands behind and she claims to support, it's incredible, considering the people that she's actually hurting are actual workers in the state of California.
Jesse Rojas, a farm workers' rights activist, spokesperson for PIC Justice Action. I've had guests on the program who say to me that AB 5, which really tightens it up and ultimately makes most employees have to be hourly workers rather than contract workers, with the proviso, though, with the exception to some of the unions, that there have been some carve-outs that the unions don't even have to follow the AB 5 law. And yet she's all for the unions. Some have raised the question, what is her involvement? Is it their support of her? Is that how politics works? The unions like her, so she likes them?
That's ultimately how it works, and it's really sad seeing how it works in the state capital in Sacramento, such a beautiful place, and yet the real people that run that place and that control everything that happens in the state capital are the special interest groups, and that can be a union, that can be certain lobbyists or associations or PACs. They're, at the end of the day, these elected officials, in my opinion, they're really the puppets, you know, of the special interest groups. And, you know, for example, with AB 5 that you just mentioned, that affects independent contractors and rideshare drivers, there's actually an estimated over 6,400 rideshare drivers because of AB 5 that will be out of work in Lorena Gonzalez's own district. It will actually increase the price of transportation in our state. It introduces a policy that's going to slash jobs. And like you mentioned, most of these legislations that Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher passes, they all contain carve-outs and exceptions for unions. AB 5 has it. The big agricultural overtime bill that she claims to be so proud about that she passed with the UFW, it actually also has exceptions and carve-outs that if you have a collective bargaining agreement, you don't have to follow the agricultural overtime bill.
Right.
There's so many examples such as that.
Right, these carve-outs. And what makes – people need to understand what makes this so important, this AB 5. As the guests on my program have explained to me, that there is a PAGA component where private right of action attorneys can come in and team up with these unions who then squeeze non-union places and say, hey, look, you've got all these – wage violations. You should have been paying people hourly as opposed to contract. But you know what? If you become a union, maybe we can look the other way. I mean, there's something going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, actually, if how you look at it, it's a state pay-to-play. It's a quid pro quo if you look at it the way they're doing it. At the end of the day, if you truly care about helping workers, those individuals who are getting to the kitchen table, looking at how much money that gets taken out of their paycheck, most workers simply want to make as much money, they want to work as much as possible, and they want to keep as much money out of their paychecks. But the reality, the facts of how she passes legislation is that it does not help workers. It helps unions become more powerful. It helps unions force themselves on workers. And at the end of the day, when you look at elected officials such as Lorena and where most of their campaign contributions come from, they don't come from the average Joe in their district. They come from all these unions, all these special interest groups. So it's all about power and survival for them. It's not about protecting workers, ever.
Yeah. You have warned about California's economy, the job loss that will take place under this. I read that there will be an effort to fight this, that there will be probably an initiative brought forth to turn it back.
Yes, I heard about, I just saw it on Twitter again today in the morning. I saw about Uber and Lyft that they're planning on putting, what is it, something like $80 or $90 million on a proposition or in a ballot measure for this. But I hope that it doesn't just go towards ballot propositions or measures. In fact, I'm hoping as more people are catching up to our awareness campaign that we have going on for Lorena right now, that they will actually join us. Even if you're not farm workers, if you want to join us and you don't like what people like Lorena are doing against workers in general in the state, I hope they join us, because this should serve as a warning to other California elected officials that just because you say you're a pro-worker, like I said, your actions speak louder than your words. And these elected officials, they must be held accountable for their votes that negatively impact workers.
If you're just tuning in, we are talking about some of the issues in California. AB 5, Jesse Rojas is a farm worker rights activist, a spokesperson for PIC Justice Action. He is highlighting the anti-worker record of Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher. And again, that term anti-worker is spun around by some people. Some people like to make you think that if you're talking about a non-union shop, that you're anti-worker, and that, oh, you have to be unionized in order to be pro-worker. Not necessarily the case. You have been giving us examples where the union's involvement doesn't necessarily mean better pay or more employment. In fact, your warning with this AB 5, the way it was written, and the defining of who will be an hourly worker, will decimate some of the gig economy jobs that have made it possible for us to, you know, order food and have somebody go get it. Or a mom who has some time between dropping off the kids and picking them up can, you know, look at her app and give people rides and make extra money. The very economy that we've grown, the gig economy, is at threat. And what's ironic about it is that many of these, you know, Silicon Valley jobs and creative things, they have been the supporters of California's economy, keeping it afloat. The very wealthy in the tech industry, those in the gig industry. What is going to happen to all that? We're out of time. If people want to find out more, Jesse, can they go to your website and read about these issues?
Absolutely. If they want to learn more about the facts and the realities behind what Lorena Gonzalez-Fletcher has done, they can actually visit farmworkersrights.com. All the information is there, our press release, and more information on what she's done against workers. In general, if they want to learn more about what our organization, PIC Justice, does, and a lot of what we've been able to uncover over the years, they can simply go to PICJustice.com.
With that, I've got to leave it there. Out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care now. Bye-bye.